Hey everybody, it's Monday, March 23rd, and today we are going to do three chapters from One Third Nerd, chapters 14, 15, and 16, all pretty short chapters. Chapter 14, Superheroes Don't Have Sisters. Monday morning, when I wake up, the rain is drumming on the back patio. My mother comes in with her umbrella dripping. Cupcake shakes water droplets all over the floor. Mom throws an old beach towel around her and dries her off. Monday is tennis team, but rain means it will be canceled. There is only one place in our town with inside courts, and you have to be a member. Only rich people can afford that. Mom doesn't play tennis. She doesn't understand. Luckily, Dad does. I wish we could have moved to an apartment with a wall I could hit against, or one of those complexes that have their own tennis court. The rain makes me grumpy, but I wear shorts and bring my racket, just in case it clears up. I never wear a raincoat. No guy in fifth grade does. Dakota isn't big on raincoats either. Izzy wears rain boots that look like ducks and carries a pink umbrella that matches her raincoat. We run up the stairs and out to the street, piling into Mom's little red car. She's dropping us off at school today because she has a meeting with Izzy's teacher and the speech pathologist. The drops splat on the windshield. Slap, swish, slap, swish. The wipers are on high speed as Dakota rattles on about Mr. Gupta.
He does not have ideas on his own, and so he has asked me to come up with some. Some adults, she points to her head, just don't have it up there. Adults are smart, Izzy says. They take a test.
An adult test, I ask. Mom smiles. No test, Izzy, but maybe there should be. Not all adults are smart.
Why?
Izzy asks. That's a million-dollar question. Mom says that when she doesn't know the answer, Dakota tells her.
You know? Izzy asks Dakota.
Dakota stares out the window at the slick sidewalk.
Stupid kids grow up to be stupid adults. Nothing to be done about it, unless I discover a cure for stupidity, which I will work on, but not right now.
Mom stares at Dakota in the rearview mirror. You are on thin ice.
I didn't mean...
Rubbish, Dakota. Listen to me, Mom says. We are family. One family. One. And we watch out for each other.
I know, Mom. I'm the one trying to keep us together. I'm the one trying to save Cupcake, remember? It's just that there's only one of me.
Liam and Izzy have good ideas, too.
Not as good as mine,
Dakota crosses her arms. Dakota, Mom says.
Okay, we're a family. But Cupcake is the glue that holds us together, and nobody gets that except me.
When Dakota and I get out of the car, I can't resist asking her, what happened?
I had to close my eBay account. I'm not supposed to go on there ever again, and I have to clean the patio every day for a month and give Pink Kitty to Izzy.
Pink Kitty? Wow, that is bad. I try not to smile too big.
But when I win $500, everyone will thank me.
Outside class, the two-tone hair kid is hunched over his phone. Moses has his phone out, but he's nodding to guys he knows. A nod from Moses means a lot. Liam, Moses nods to me. You brought your racket? Just in case. He smiles. I hope it stops raining. Did you bring the Bigfoot stuff? The one thing Moses asked me to do, and I blow it. I was hoping he wouldn't remember.
Forgot?
He asks.
Well, he doesn't really have anything. He was lying, man,
the kid with two-tone hair says.
I'm not lying. My sister, sold my stuff, I mumble.
Why'd she do that? I shrug. Who can explain sisters? Moses laughs. How much she get for it? Not enough, I mutter. This would never happen to someone like Moses. Moses' family would have had enough money to take his dog to the vet. His biggest worry is where to keep the remotes for all his stuff.
Better lock up your tennis racket, Moses says.
I know, right? I try to smile. But then I look down at my racket. We got it used, and we've never even paid to have it restrung. The grip looks shabby because I use it so much. Moses has a Babolat, brand new. I know Moses isn't making fun of my racket, but I feel bad anyway.
Know what my sister did once? Moses whispers. I shake my head. Held my book report ransom. It was due the next day. She wouldn't give it back until I painted toenails at her slumber party.
Really?
He nods. 70 toenails, and I painted every one. We all laugh. Know why superheroes don't have sisters? Moses asks.
Couldn't get anything done, I say.
But some do, don't they?
Moses shrugs.
Nobody ever asks if you want a sister, that's for sure.
Tell me about it, I say.
Changes your life forever, and you aren't even consulted. Listen, you get your Bigfoot stuff back, you keep it at my house. Okay, dude?
He fist bumps me. Chapter 15, Counting the Dead Ones. After dinner, I check the laptop for the weather tomorrow. 70% chance of rain. I text Dodge. Hit with crash tomorrow? He texts back. Rain. I reply, not for sure. This time he doesn't answer. Dakota sits on a kitchen stool, her furry pink slippers popping on and off her heels. With her right hand, she's drawing. With her left hand, she's trying to find her mouth with her spoon.
Nice pictures, Dakota, Mom says. They aren't pictures, Kimberly. They're diagrams.
Diagrams, of course. Silly me,
Mom smiles. And since when did you decide to call me Kimberly?
I'm trying it out.
The name Mom has been around for thousands of years. I think it's a keeper.
We'll see, Dakota answers.
Put your bowl in the sink and get ready for bed, Mom says.
Look, I'm washing my bowl, Izzy turns to Dakota. I wash out your bowl?
Dakota nods. That's nice of you, Izzy, Mom says.
I'm nice, Izzy says.
I'm nice, Mom corrects her. Come on, nice girl, let's get your teeth brushed. I take a peek at Dakota's diagrams. I hate to admit it, but I don't know what to do about Cupcake, and I'm actually hoping one of Dakota's crazy ideas will work.
How are you going to make the umbrella hover? I ask her.
Drones.
They'll be expensive.
Dakota shrugs.
My other idea is an exploding piñata. That way nobody has to hit it for the candy to come out.
Mom comes into the hall. She hands Dakota her toothbrush. No more explosions. Remember our deal?
How about quiet ones?
No such thing. Dakota hops to the bathroom, still holding her diagrams. A minute later, she bursts out, toothpaste dripping down her cheek.
Mom, I mean Kimberly, will you promise not to give Cupcake away until after they award the money?
What money? Mom asks.
For the Maker Faire projects. We turn our projects in on Thursday, and then they tell us which will represent our school for all county. But then it takes 3 weeks for the county to decide.
Is that true, Liam? I nod. Dakota glares at me.
Why do you have to ask him?
She says to Mom. Just making sure you both heard the same thing.
The words are the same. How could we hear them differently?
It happens, Mom sighs. Look, we can't wait 3 weeks.
You always say I'm smart and I can do whatever I want to. Well, I want to wait 3 weeks, Dakota declares.
I know you do, but Torps gave us 3 weeks, and that was almost 2 weeks ago. Mom grabs Cupcake just as she's about to pee and hauls her outside. Liam will talk to Mr. Torps about it, Dakota shouts. I swivel on my heel. Me? I will?
He likes you, Dakota says.
He doesn't like me. He doesn't like anyone.
You can make him like you, though. You know you can.
No, I can't.
Mr. Gupta likes you.
I nod, a warm feeling rolling over me.
How do you do it? She whispers.
I stare at her. Since when does Dakota care what other people think?
I try to get along with people, I say.
That's too hard.
Love, Mom is back inside with Cupcake now. We don't know if you'll be picked to represent the school, and we don't know you will win the all-county. Let's not count our chickens before they hatch.
That makes no sense, Dakota says. Anybody with any brains would count their chickens before they hatch. Otherwise, they wouldn't know how many chickens they'd have. And then they'd compare before with after. They'd make two columns. Hopping. They'd make two columns. Dead one, live one. Dead one, live one. Wouldn't you make two columns, Kimberly? Wouldn't you?
Mom and I laugh. Dakota struts around the plastic chairs, and then she gives a big bow. Chapter 16, Skittles Rule. When it rains, we have recess in the cafeteria. Mr. Gupta runs rainy day games, which always involve Skittles. Kids will do anything for Skittles. Skittles rule. Every once in a while, a parent will complain, and then we have to switch to Brussels sprouts. but nobody is going to run their fastest for Brussels sprouts. Yesterday we played Skittles relay. Today we're tossing Skittles with our non-dominant hands. Mr. Gupta puts the leadership council kids in charge. Then he blows a whistle and everybody moves from station to station. Dodge helps me. I'm getting more caution cones from the back when I see Dakota talking to Mr. Gupta. Dakota is hopping up and down.
I don't see why we can't, she says.
A Hoover umbrella is challenging and will take more than 4 days.
Hover, Dakota corrects.
Hover, yes, but I do not think you can complete this by Thursday, he says as five kids stampede toward him.
Mr. Gupta, Jacob got 2 turns, somebody yells.
I won. They said I didn't, but I did,
a kid with orange hair insists.
But would it still be eligible for the $500? Would it?
Dakota is hopping again. I will talk to Mrs. Johnson about this. Do you have some idea of how you will get your umbrella to hover?
How do airplanes fly? Dakota asks.
That is a good question, Dakota Rose, but I do not have time for a full explanation at this moment. It has to do with the air pressure on the top of the wing pushing down and the air pressure on the bottom of the wing pushing up. Dakota chases after Mr. Gupta.
Is it like a leaf blower?
Why does she do this? Dakota is like a battery-powered ride-on that keeps going and going. Will a teacher stop liking you because your sister is a pain? Mr. Gupta, another kid shouts,
I won. They said I didn't. Mr. Gupta, Mr. Gupta, Milo's sucking the Skittles and putting them back.
Dakota will talk again, Mr. Gupta says. Dakota sighs, a big, deep sigh. At home after school, I'm just pouring myself lemonade when my phone buzzes with a text. It's Moses. Moses is texting me. Want to play singles tomorrow? He wants to play with me? It's not raining right now, but the sky is dark and heavy and the ground is wet. It's supposed to rain for the next 4 days. Just my luck. I text back a rain emoji. Then I look up at Dakota, who asks,
Do we have a leaf blower?
No, we don't have any leaves.
Let's ask Torps the corpse.
He wouldn't even let us borrow the trash in the trash can. Dakota is looking up into the empty air.
I know.
She thunders out of the room and begins digging in the bathroom drawer. A few minutes later, she comes back with a blow dryer and an umbrella. Then she sits down and begins dismantling the umbrella. Next time I see her, all the metal parts are in a pile on the floor, and she's using the blow dryer to get the sagging fabric to stay up. My phone buzzes again. Moses. My club. Of course he has a club. Man, I hate my life. Not a member. I stare at my words for a full minute, but I don't see any way around this. I push send. Dakota tries putting some of the metal ribs back in. They don't stay. Then she gets out the duct tape and cuts cardboard into a big circle. Then my phone buzzes. Guest pass. I start jumping up and down, and then it occurs to me that a guest pass will cost money too. I text back, $?? A second later, Moses replies, $0. You, my guest.
I'm his guest? Moses' guest? How great is that?
I get out my tennis ball and start tossing it around. How many guys get to play tennis when it's pouring rain outside?
What we need are wings, Dakota says. Or I can discover a new element for the periodic table of elements.
I tune her out. All I think about is getting to play against Moses. He is good, really good. But I'm good too. Will I win? Will he want to play with me again? I get Cupcake and my tennis balls and go outside. I practice my serve toss, and when I don't catch the ball, Cupcake runs it down for me. We have it all worked out, Cupcake and me. Have a great week, guys. I will be back tomorrow.